Jesus. If I could have just given him more, I wish I wouldn't have wasted my teenage years. I wish I wouldn't have squandered my college years. I wish I would have given him my life fully. You want to know why that experience is there? Because we understand that when you give him everything, Jesus is what you get in return. Jesus. Listen to this. In Matthew 13, this is why we don't talk about the cost much, because what you get, so, I mean, it just absolutely overshadows anything you'll ever give. But there is a cost. Jesus said, count the cost. Matthew 13, Jesus tells us a parable. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. You want to know the reality is, what I'm calling you to give yourself fully, to sell everything for Jesus. See, when you get in his presence, when you encounter Jesus, you freely give him everything. At 17, when I encountered Jesus, I realized this is the pearl of great price. This is the treasure. And for joy, I sell everything for that. I'll sell everything for that right there. And never once have I ever regretted that. You talk to anybody who has fully sold everything, they've never once regretted it. They got the pearl of great price. They got Jesus. This is what I know happens. The reason why I'm asking you to give everything is because I know what Jesus does when he gets everything. There's a great story in John chapter 6. Jesus is feeding the multitudes, 5,000. It's more like 15,000 if you factor in men and children. Jesus, it says that he wants to feed the multitudes. He wants to feed the thousands. So he's looking around for something to feed them with. And this is what they find, John 6:9. There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. And the disciples say, but what are they among so many? This young boy comes and he brings to Jesus 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. They weren't even good sized fish. And they come and they say, Jesus, I have no idea how you could actually take this and feed the multitudes. I can't even wrap my brain around. I can't even comprehend how you can take 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish and feed 15,000 people. But you know what he does? He takes it, he multiplies it, and he feeds the multitudes. But you want to know the interesting part of this story? Jesus multiplying bread is an incredible miracle. But it would have been no more incredible if Jesus had taken 1 loaf of bread and 1 fish. It would not have been more difficult for Jesus to go, thank you very much, give me a loaf, give me a fish, I'll multiply that and feed 15,000. He didn't. The boy brought him 5 loaves, 2 fish, and although it wasn't much, it was enough, but God, Jesus required all of it. He said, listen, 5 loaves, 2 fish, not much, but it's enough, but I want all of it. He took all.